having all Jews must die?
Well, if you speak loudly, we can still record this. I'm using the mic on the laptop.
All right.
And I will get a hold of Central Hudson.
It's the fire alarm box.
All right, well, let me see.
Give us a hint?
What?
Could you give us a hint?
No.
What about acting it out in charades?
That reference again?
Yeah, Mount Moriah.
He said something that sounded like it was, and it's not a place name.
The Lord will provide.
It's not a place name.
was that reference again? What was it?
Which reference?
The, for the Torah portion.
Oh,
Genesis 18.
Genesis 18?
18 to 22.
Well, yeah,
it's only
yeah, this one's just a clean one, right? It starts at the beginning of one and ends at the end of one.
Yep, not tricky.
Yeah.
The place where A can move back to the point.
Okay, well.
Chapter number?
What?
Chapter number?
It's dark in there.
It's really interesting. I can see this off.
Yeah.
That's just bizarre. Quick video.
Is this on?
No.
No.
There's nothing on.
How's it been on?
And now we'll have more trouble finding it because it's dark.
That open the blinds.
No.
Okay.
Here.
Get to it.
What does the scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the focuses on one thing or on another thing, and how different kinds of black people. Like, for instance, in some ways, I really have a lot of sympathy for people. Depending on who you listen to and which traditions, which commentators, they make it into like virtually a monster. Others make them, you know, it's a little more human. You know, I read through the passages, I just see it absolutely completely human person. Because they only kind of read, which is a good thing to remember. Because when we ever allow ourselves to begin to think of anybody, any group or any individual, as somehow being a different kind of human being, ourselves from them, or being susceptible to think ill of them, or whatever it is that's going on in our head, we're actually misjudging ourselves and them, no matter how bad they are, because a human being is a human being is a human being, period. Came from the same place. We're all made in God's image. We're all we all have within us the capacity for horrendous evil. And sometimes when people ask me for comparisons with respect to evil, and you know, like really bad evil and not so bad evil, and you know, radiated things, I say, oh. And it seems that the worst sin ever committed was eating a piece of fruit. So, the rest is commentary. Because of death and everything, ill came out of one act, if not really one simple thing that was given, then that's got to be real evil. That thing in my past defined me. someone was pregnant, the man was revealed by God and was working for.
Isn't it just true?
And so, you know, it's I don't know, if you went all around America and listened to all the sermons that were ever preached anywhere and are being preached now, I'm not saying there haven't been any, but in a lot of things, if you go by tradition, if you just follow along the way the year is supposed to go, I think Israel gets a little too ignored. Undersold, and some traditions of Hagar is spoken of in a really negative way. And I'm not so sure that Hagar is so bad. And if I can find anything bad in her, if I compare it to people like Sarah, Leah, Becca, I'm not so sure that I can make Hagar look any worse than possibly any of them. No. She's very human too. So, the free woman has this great idea, which results in a child being born according to the flesh. I think we can misunderstand that and apply something to Israel that shouldn't be applied to them. According to the flesh doesn't always mean exactly the same thing. The word flesh doesn't always mean exactly the same thing. And it's not always a negative. But if it was according to the flesh, it begins with the will of Sarah. Her idea. And then she rightly blames Abraham for the wrong done to her. I keep thinking about it, and the only conclusion I can come to is that she's right to blame Abraham. We're not going to discuss that now because you could probably write a book on whether or not that's the right answer. But so anyway, she gets pregnant. And then, you know, it probably wasn't right to despise her mistress. She gets treated really harshly. And Sarah drives her away and, you know, she runs off. So what happened? God comes looking for Abraham. And came looking for Adam and Eve. Now he comes looking for Hagar. But it's different. See, because she was mistreated by somebody. She was somebody's slave. She was, by someone else's will, chosen to be a surrogate. And then the person that came up with the idea hates her. Because she's pregnant, which is what Sarah wanted. So she drives away, so she runs off, and God comes looking for her. And he tells her things that none of us want to hear, or well, usually, oftentimes, unhappily anyway, we don't want to hear. I should probably turn to it now, but
I think he did the first one.
The first one?
Yes, 15 and 17.
I've had a few jobs in LA. Once worked for a crook. He's a pretty nasty guy. You know, if I was going to work for him, I had to do what he said. And I didn't mind the first form I had there, but I really didn't like the second one. But you know, if you work in a shop, you have a guy that runs the place, a foreman, you kind of have to do what the foreman tells you. Even if when he has 8 feet walk past you, clear, he veers over just so that he can walk in. Deep inside of him, I never, ever could tell. paid the same as every other day. So maybe I shouldn't care either. Although, see, it's kind of bad in the end. Wasting time for no purpose, especially when I'm under being paid by someone, that does bother me. But it wasn't my problem. It wasn't my issue. I wasn't the one that did the work. I had no control. So, at any rate, so Hagar, which I would love to do, pray for me. I'd like to actually read a book. One of them did like that. So anyway, he says, okay. Then the angel of the Lord said to her, return your mistress and submit yourself to her authority. And, wow. And you know what? So let's give honor to whom honor is due. What is Hagar doing? The voice of heart, so that the mysteries of the heart. I have a thought to obey God, even in this case of situation. And you know, maybe things aren't so bad because I'm sure after that. We don't get a lot of people. Anyway, then, moreover, the end of the Lord said, I will greatly multiply your descendants so that they will be too many to count. So Ishmael, of all people, before he's born, has announcements made about him, about how God is going to bless him. And the Lord said to her further, behold, you are with child. You will bear a son, and you will call his name Ishmael. And what does Ishmael mean?
God hears.
You know what's the name of him?
He's God hears.
God hears.
El is God.
Yelling.
You mean Ishmael doesn't mean jackass of a man?
Well, that too. Oh.
No, it doesn't mean that. I sometimes think that the only thing people remember is that he will be a wild after the man. Anyway, so, because the Lord has given heed to your affliction. So, just because the Lord has given heed to Hagar, really love Hagar a lot. It's amazing.
Oh, what do you
mean? The father of the Arabs is spoken of with such promise, and the woman who's going to bear him is treated so kindly, such tender mercy. It's amazing. No.
That was because of Joseph.
No, it's a word.
Right, Joseph, on the line.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the, being saved by the Israel.
No, there is a town.
Israel being saved by Egypt.
Abraham of Egypt.
Ah.
So the first one that's saved by plenty of food in Egypt, in the Torah. Abraham. And then, there's this Egyptian woman that bears his first son, who God makes promises to. And what really struck me this time around is, you know, God started making promises about Ishmael, promises to Hagar, before Abraham had a chance to say, oh, let Ishmael might live before you. Started before Abraham had the thought of Ishmael in his mind. And so, God doesn't have regard for Hagar and Ishmael just because he is the son that Abraham loves, because at this point he's not the son that Abraham loves. It's just way too early. So, then as it keeps on going, if you look at how many times, you know, well, I'm jumping ahead, but you know, who else went to Egypt? A long time.
He
ends up in Egypt. And he comes back. And being in Egypt, well, wicked Herod is on his, you know, full anger and murder. You could say, at least you could say, well, that saved it. Saved God's plan of redemption again. And so there are only a few people who are changed by God. Some people will be John Cyrus and one of them is prophecy about him. Anyway, then, it just keeps going back and forth. Yeah, you know, the day of Joseph does come, and Joseph is betrayed by a brother. He ends up in slavery in Egypt. And then Egypt comes around to its turn where famine could have wiped them out. Egypt is saved by a Hebrew. All that slavery. And then completely apart from that, Rona brings after him here, he just starts mentioning some things that are all about it. Like just, I can't get out of my head. And I've watched Astro Invader, I mean, you know, I've watched it for 20 years. I've seen it change from the body, and it's, I mean, it's more than one change. But I've seen him speak in a very different way. I remember the day when he asked everyone to do a conference, what was so special about Isabel? And by the way, I think he could tell you there are things about Isabel. But the answer on that occasion was,
absolutely nothing.
Visitors.
But we can't because rather than tell Abraham that the child is going to come for him and his wife, until after they decide to get Hagar pregnant, why didn't he just tell him to be young? I know what reason.
So Abram was 86 when Hagar bore Ishmael. He was 99 when the Lord appeared to him and said, a year from now, at age 100, you'll have a child. 14 years.
It's just driving me crazy. And you know what drives me crazy? No, it's not just that. Like, God doesn't tell me stuff either. He doesn't tell me ahead of time. I could look back and say, what? You just tell me.
Yeah.
And I know the answer.
yeah.
It's funny. Because he doesn't want you to know. And in this case, it's because God had a plan for the Arabs before the foundation of the world. Well, I mean, I guess you could put that one under everything, but I mean everything under that one. But God had a plan. He had family in mind to come for him. He didn't know that he'd be blessed. To the blessings in the cross of Abraham and Jacob. He knew that God blessed them to that plan of promise before there was even an Adam. Not an Adam. Well, yeah, before that. So, the thing keeps coming back and forth. Israel, Abraham, Egypt, famine, To them,
Yeah.
That guy's stopped.